Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. So this is about the Falklands Island dispute. Falklands Islands, Las Malvinas, in Spanish, in case you don't know, was an archipelago in the South Atlantic, and the country it's nearest to is Argentina. Nevertheless, it is British sovereign territory. It was uninhabited for a long time. We think French sailors from Saint-Malo, fishermen, first discovered it centuries ago. And because of they were Malouines, those who came from Saint-Malo, that's called Malouina or Malvinas in Spanish and so forth. And then it was named in honor of Lord Falkland. He was Lord Deputy of Ireland, is that right, in the early 17th century? And there's that Falkland Palace in Scotland, which was his ancestral home. So there's two islands, two major islands, East Falkland and West Falkland. So East Falkland's inhabited, West Falkland's not. I mean, it is big, like it's about half the size of Wales. It's only got a population of about 3,000. It's grown actually quite substantially. And the people there are mostly British stock, some of Argentine stock, but they don't regard themselves as Argentines now. Some Chileans in recent years, the people from the Philippines, from other parts of the world have shifted there. Okay, so it was an important naval base in the First World War, Second World War. 1982, Argentina invaded and decisively defeated, and that was it. The South Atlantic conflict is a more neutral name for it. Maggie Thatcher was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom at the time, and her Conservative Party was in the doldrums, but this was transformative for her. All right, so the United Kingdom has always kept a few troops there. They only had a few Royal Marines, like about 30 of them, when the Argentines invaded, where they seized it quite easily. But the Argentine military has been pared back, well, to almost nothing. But Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, he's vocalized his admiration for the late Senora Thatcher. And he was castigated for that in Argentina, saying, well, I agree with her economic policy. And of course, he sharply disagrees with her on these islands. So that's it. I have read up about it in the back and the forth and when they were, people were living on them, when they weren't. And obviously, Argentina was Spanish territory. And then Argentina is a success, a state of the Spanish Empire, and Spain supports Argentina. This, and indeed, most of the Hispanic world does. Chile was one of the only countries which didn't, because there was a daggers drawn Chile and Argentina in the early 80s. And Chilean logistical support or intelligence was actually quite important for Britain in that 1982 conflict. And it was difficult for the United States because which way did they go? Obviously, the United Kingdom was a crucial ally. On the other hand, Argentina was an ally. Argentina wasn't that important. But the point is, most of Latin America went with it. Argentina ruled by a right-wing junta at the time. But such was Latin American solidarity. Even Cuba, with a communist dictatorship, even they supported Argentina's claim, saying, well, the Argentina government, whether it's good or evil, nevertheless, Argentina is Argentina, and that is their sovereign territory. That military junta won't be there forever. And they were correct. It fell largely as a result of this military defeat. Now, Javier Milei is perhaps the most nauseating Trump sycophant. Trump thinks, well, he ought to repay him. So the US finally came on side with the United Kingdom towards the end, having to, can you sit down, can you talk about this, can we resolve this peacefully? And there were negotiations, but people say that was pretend negotiations. The British government couldn't be seen to be passing up an opportunity to resolve this without bloodshed, although I think one Argentine had been killed and two wounded in the initial invasion. So that's it. It was decisively solved some time ago. Now, patriotic Briton that I am, I'm not close-minded. And I mean, if you think the United Kingdom has never wronged other countries, you need to get out more. So the United Kingdom's claim to the Falklands is not absolutely watertight. And there is some merit and logic to the Argentine claim. So try to be objective about this. And so I would seek compromise. I don't want anyone to get killed ever again. Were Argentina to invade now, would I support Britain to fighting to save the islands? Yes, I would. But I would like to find a peaceful way out. Could the United Kingdom cede like West Falkland and keep East Falkland in perpetuity? Could it, these things were explored in the early 80s. And had Argentina not invaded, they would have got a lot more. They got nothing in the end. I know it might seem, why are you dishonoring those unbearded boys who went to their deaths in the mud of East Falkland, giving it away for nothing? Is that undoing their valor? And say, okay, well, how about lease it? You formally cede sovereignty to Argentina and lease it back for £1 a year so the Argentines can say it's theirs, but the United Kingdom has control, something like that. But the United States is considering that it ought to penalize the United Kingdom for not being four square behind it on the Iran war, whereas Buenos Aires is. Having said that, Buenos Aires not contributed militarily at all. It's a very long way from Argentina, and plus Argentina doesn't have the military capacity. And the United States is always wanting to punish other countries, for example, the Kingdom of Spain, because Spain has been most forthright in denouncing Trump's illegal war of aggression. And the left-wing government in Madrid is not to the taste of Donald J. Trump. But so there he is. He's not using NATO for its proper purpose. He's using it sort of for political vengeance and things like that. So that's the Falkland Islands, that overseas territory there. The Falkland Islands held a referendum, which over 99% of them voted yes, they want to remain a British overseas territory. Now, the Argentines say that as a nullity, and those people are settlers because they were brought in the 19th century and so forth, so therefore it doesn't count, and so on. That's it. So the United Kingdom tries not to be provocative on the Falklands, doesn't send royalty to visit there. There are not that many soldiers. They don't want to raise the issue for fear that, you know, Argentina will persuade other Latin American countries to boycott Britain or something like that, introduce sanctions. So Nigel Farage, the leader of Reform UK, the ultra-nationalist party, unsurprising, it's a real tub-thumper on this one. And so Kemi Badenoch has said, you know, it's unequivocally, it's British territory, that's the end of it. Yeah. Now, Sir Ed Davey has said that His Majesty the King should not go ahead with his visit to the United States because of this rudeness by Donald J. Trump over this and many other issues, saying he's very offensive to the United Kingdom. And I suppose that's true. It's offensive to everyone. But canceling a state visit would be a really big deal. It's not something to be taken lightly. I'm a day one abominator of Donald Trump. He is vile. He's monstrous. He's imbecilic. He's completely out of his mind. He's criminally insane. He is pig ignorant. He's just revolting. But the state visit is not about him as an individual. It's about the United States as a whole, about 340 million people. An important relationship. Well, that doesn't begin to do justice to it for the United Kingdom to endure for decades, for centuries, maybe. So that would be a real snub, has never been done before. So I would be very reluctant to do that. So Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister of Spain, or Presidente in Spanish, no, sounds like President, is a bit of a false friend. He has backed the Argentine position. I don't dispute Spain's right to do so. So the United Kingdom has controlled the Falkland Islands since 1833. Some would say had sovereignty. Argentina say they inherited them from Spain. There was that 10-week conflict in 1982. So at least 649 Argentines lost their lives and 255 Britons, British military personnel, 3 Falkland Islanders. Now, that's a clean war, only 3 civilians killed. I would rather it was none, okay? But then you see wars like in Gaza, Ukraine, where, you know, huge numbers of civilians are killed, or in Gaza, way more civilians than killed are than combatants, and so forth. That. Okay, and by the way, that referendum in 2013, where the Falklanders, they held that vote, it was an over 90% turnout, so very, very legitimate. Apparently, it's actually very well paid to work in the Falklands, partly, I mean, any woman who taught there, partly because people don't really want to go there. It's so remote. Is it boring? But then there's a great sense of community. There's no crime. People leave their doors open. So that's it. What do you think? What's your stance on the Falklands dispute? Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan792@gmail.com. Goodbye.